The Muddy Confluence Musical Companion. That's nice. On BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is the Muddy Confluence. I'm going to be with you all the way for the next hour or so. Interesting evening lined up for you tonight. I've got essentially what has been my playlist for the last couple of weeks, some of the stuff that I've been listening to. It starts off with some kind of psych surf rock and ends up with a little bit of Bowie, however you want to pronounce it. In the middle of all this, we have an interview with TTNG. Daryl Ong spoke to the Math Rock Trio. A little bit more information about that. And of course, I will be giving away some tickets if you'd like to see them over at the B on the 6th of May. So you'll have to stay tuned and remember this telephone number, 016-201-9000. Bear that all in mind. We're going to start off with the Growlers with a track called I'll Be Around. Trademark style of music that somehow combines country, surf, pop, rock, and beat. I'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Purposely faded, no stand, no sit, no stopping, ripping through the knee. justice, touches, clutches, touches, pushy, pulling, punches, ragged, bluffy, lunches, pulling off a fast one, riffing off the last one, reeling in the big one, fished in, fished in, grifting, grifting, grifting. Faking it to make it, never give, but take it, building trust through kindness to exploit the finest walls and bridges burning, time and table turning, double dipping, earning, lifted, lifted, grifting, grifting, grifting.
You are listening to the Muddy Confluence here on BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. The track you've just heard is Timber Tom, a track called Grifting. Now, I first got into this band a while ago. They go by the moniker Freak Folk. I don't know if I call them that. It's really dark stuff, but I like that about them. This new track, though, it's gone in a bit of a different direction. There's obviously electronica in there, and it sounds a little bit, it reminded me of the track by the Growlers a little bit earlier on that I played at the top of the show. Kind of similar kind of vibe as it starts out, and that kind of, one thing led to another, and that's how this kind of playlist, if you like, started. Anyway, so that's the kind of stuff that I started off my playlist with, and then I kind of morphed a little bit into a band called Dispatch. I don't know if you've heard of this band. You know, they kind of... They're a bit of a jam band. They're kind of noodly roots American rock. And these guys are probably one of the biggest bands that you've never heard of, you know. They've been around quite a while. They've been around all the way back. Formed originally in 1996. Broke up in 2002, got back together in 2004, broke up, got back together in 2007, broke up, got back together in 2009, broke up, then 2011, and they're still going today. They did a concert back in 2004 called The Last Dispatch. There was actually a documentary made about it as well, and it was one of those gigs where the prediction of the turnout for the gig was supposed to be somewhere between 10,000 and 30,000 people. But you've got people from all over the world flying in. Italy, Portugal, South Africa, Spain, Mexico, New Zealand and Australia, amongst other people. And that gave an audience of a staggering 166,000 people turned up. And there's a quote from one of the guys that says, you know, here's a quote. Somebody said downstairs that we were shooting for, I don't know, 20,000, 30,000 people, and that would be considered a huge success. And we were kind of excited about the idea of trying to get enough of you guys in here that they'd start shutting down Storrow Drive. Well, we got our wish. Right, a little bit of the Dispatch up next. It's a track called The General. Just listen to the lyrics. Fascinating.
There was a decorated general with a heart of gold that likened him to all the stories he told of past battles won and lost and legends of old. A seasoned veteran in his own time, on the battlefield he gained respectful fame with many medals of bravery and stripes to his name. He grew a beard as soon as he could to cover the scars on his face and always urged his men on. But on the eve of a great battle with the infantry and dream, the old general tossed in his sleep and wrestled with his meaning. He awoke from that night to tell what he had seen and walked slowly out of his tent. All the men held tall with their chests in the air, with the courage in their blood and a fire in their stare. And it was a gray morning and they all wondered how they would fare. Till the old general told them to go home. He said,
I have seen the others and I have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting. And I've seen their mothers and I will know follow me where I'm going. So take a shower and shine your shoes. You got no time to lose. If you are young men, you must be living. Take a shower and shine your shoes. You got no time to lose. If you are young men, you must be living. Go now, you are forgiven.
But the men stood fast with their guns on their shoulders, not knowing what to do with the contradicting orders. The general said he would do his own duty, but he would extend it no further. The men could go as they pleased, but not a man moved. Their eyes gazed straight ahead till one by one they stepped back and not a word was said. And the old general was left with his own words echoing in his head. He then prepared to fight. He said,
I have seen the others and I have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting. No, and I've seen their mothers, and I will no other to follow me where I'm going. So take a shower and shine your shoes. Oh, you got no time to lose. You are young men, you must be living. Yeah. Take a shower and shine your shoes. Oh, you got no time to lose. You are young men, you must be living. Go now, you are forgiven.
Yeah,
Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go. Yeah. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go.
Yeah, there you go. That was Dispatch with the General. We're going to take a change in direction right now and move on to Mathrock. So our good friend Daryl Ong spoke to the Mathrock trio of TTNG, Henry Tremaine, Chris Collins and Tim Collins ahead of their show here in KL. They'll be playing the B on the 6th of May. Here's what he had to say to them. Here's his little interview. Have a listen. Take it away, Daryl.
Mathrock, often categorized by odd-time signatures and experimental song composition and structuring, the complexity and talent, math musicians possess a different set of skills when compared to traditional counterparts. This week ahead of the show in KL, I spoke to Oxford trio TTNG, who will be playing the B Publica on the 6th of May. TTNG, formed in 2004, signed to Sergeant House Records. They comprise of Henry Tremaine on lead guitars and bass, and brothers Chris Collins on drums and Tim Collins on lead guitar. The trio was known as This Town Needs Guns until the release of their second full-length 13.0.0.0, and at the moment when shootings became more rampant worldwide.
I guess it was just sort of being aware of what context that name might be found in. So it kind of had a bit more of a focus to when we were touring quite a bit in America. So it wasn't perhaps taken in the same way with many people. So yeah, we just sort of wanted to distance ourselves from how many people were starting to take that name. So yeah, we just felt it was a sensitive kind of move to kind of abbreviate it.
TTNG's influences range from Owls to American football, and with Chris and Tim growing up and now making music together, were they consuming the same kind of music?
I guess we were at a certain point. I remember he used to hate the Smashing Pumpkins when I listened to him when I was 16, but then he liked them a few years later.
Any more of you, you're out of the band.
I'm sorry, I've spoken out of line. Yeah, I guess like about 2005 or 6 or something, we were listening to Owls and American Football and Make Believe together, which kind of influenced us when we were first writing Animals. And then since then, we've been on very different paths. I don't think we listen to the same stuff anymore, but yeah, we're still kind of writing in the same style as we always have. So yeah, it's good.
I don't listen to too much music these days, and certainly not that much that I guess really sounds like our band.
Yeah.
It's really strange, so it's weird that we are still writing music like this, in a way.
Why so though, or why don't you want to listen to more music?
Hate guitars, hate music. It's weird. Yeah, just I think I've just got old. Yeah.
Too old for noisy.
It's too loud.
Loud and noisy music aside, TTNG has progressed and changed. The focus of the style has always been the guitar work of Tim Collins, interspersed with the highly complex drumming of Chris and the melodic bass and vocals of Henry. I wondered if this was a hard rule to keep in that inverted commas math rock shape.
Yeah, just like play whatever music you want, really. It makes no difference, and you shouldn't be trying to write like someone else or within rules or anything. It's just you kind of see what happens when you play music with other people and what comes out of it.
But surely as an established band, you got to have some kind of framework, right? Or some kind of shape to follow by.
you haven't heard the stuff we're working on.
I would love to, believe me.
You like trumpets, right?
How about 20 of them?
20. 20 trumpets. I think, yeah, as soon as you think you have to play under a particular genre or confine, it's gonna probably limit the music, isn't it? And maybe also your enjoyment of it. I don't think in some ways, like, our music hasn't changed too greatly. We still tend to play sort of our instruments in a fairly technical way, relatively speaking. But that's because we enjoy playing them that way. But yeah, I think if you just kind of live up to the same expectations each and every time and everything's the same, it gets boring for everybody, really.
Plus, everyone, like, people change anyway, so, you know, all the stuff we like to listen to is different now, so that's going to be reflected in, well, the music that we write.
Here's a tune from TTNG. This one's from their latest album, Disappointment Island. This is a track called Whatever, Whenever. ahead of their show in KL on the 6th of May. I've been speaking to the trio of TTNG, Henry Tamrain, Tim Collins and Chris Collins. Disappointment Island, their latest album, keeps to the same math rock path that first made them a prog rock favourite. Also, Disappointment Island is the first album recorded as a trio and live to tape over 10 days at the Electrical Audio Studios in Chicago and produced by prominent producer Greg Norman, who worked with Russian Circles, Godspeed You, Black Emperor, The Smashing Pumpkins, among many others. I asked on how it was like working with him and what people can expect when listening to Disappointment Island.
Well, he was awesome. He's like super, I don't know, just a super nice guy, really easy to work with, super professional.
Yeah,
really funny guy. So, just like an absolute pleasure to work with him.
Yeah, it was fun. And very good at his craft.
Yeah, he's like incredible.
He's also very good at finding Star Trek videos on YouTube.
We've probably spent as much time recording as watching the like Star Trek videos. More mature release. I think musically it's more mature, and but I think we're as people less mature. Yeah, it probably is. I think it's maybe compositionally a bit more
it was the first thought out. Yeah, it was the first one that we'd written as just the three of us as well.
Yeah,
which I think made a big difference. We could start it like all three of us could just start it from scratch together.
It was there was kind of like a few more sort of just like looser ideas, like a riff here or there, or
no riffs at all,
and then just kind of a few like opportunities where we sort of jammed and stuff came out of it, which isn't necessarily what
like a radio format. Lizard.
Yeah. Oh yeah. One of the songs was called Arabian Lizard. Was it Destroy the Tabernacle? Yeah. There's a song on the album which used to be called Arabian Lizard. So it's more animal. Nonsense.
Or Arabian.
Yeah. there were some working titles for all of those songs, which were animal. I don't know what's wrong with us. What's a good Malaysian animal we could use for?
We have the orangutan.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. Sweet.
Next album probably animals too.
Definitely.
Someone else with a knack for quirky track titles is Henry Cohen, also known as Milots, Sergeant House label mates with TTNG and mates in real life. He will be coming on the tour with TTNG.
It's really fun playing, like having Henry come and play. He's like obviously amazing at his instruments, and yeah, it's just super fun. So it's nice to have him feature on a couple of tracks. And there are a couple of songs that he's either written parts for, like there's a song called Empty Palms, he wrote the bass line.
Oh, nice.
And then also another song that we can't usually play live without a fourth person, so it's cool when he can do that.
To get a feel of how quirky this band is on stage and off stage, here's what they are most excited to see when they come to Malaysia.
The world's biggest roundabout. You know about that, right? I think it's in Malaysia.
Well, we have lots of roundabouts. The biggest, I'm not so sure. Roundabouts there.
Maybe I hope to see a medium sized roundabout.
I don't know.
Any Malaysian roundabout.
That was TTNG and the track Gibbon, the trio of Henry Tremaine, Chris Collins, and Tim Collins. So the trio of TTNG will be making their way to our shores, playing the Bee on the 6th of May. And guess what? We've got some tickets for you. If you want to take part in the giveaway, 016-201-9000 is the number to remember. 016-201-9000. If you want to take part in the giveaway, I'll ask you a question. Here it is. What was TTNG's former name? Send in your answer along with your full name and your IC to that number, 016-201-9000. Now, a very short break, and after that, we're moving on to something a little bit more groovy, all the way back from 1997-ish. Bit of G-Love and the Special Sauce with Stepping Stones. That's coming up right after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Stepping stone.
Okay, G Love and the Special Sauce with a track called Stepping Stones. That track came up on my playlist because just under a year ago, in fact, a very, very good friend of mine sadly passed away way before his time. Extremely talented musician, and that was one of his favorite artists. So as I was reminiscing about some of our memories, that came up, and I thought I'd share it with you guys. If you're interested, you know, check out some of the stuff that G Love does. He's great on harmonica. If you're into kind of, you know, Ben Harper and, dare I say it, Jack Johnson. These guys are all, you know, good friends of one another, and they kind of collaborate quite regularly. G Love, though, I think, is where my heart is. I'll be honest, there's some great stuff on there. Now, again, a change of direction. And I'm going to be playing you a track, and I never thought I'd really do this. I'm going to be playing some glam rock, but bear with me first, right? So, one of my first love affairs with music was with Mark Bolan and T-Rex. And I don't know why, but one day I remember hearing some of his stuff and instantly thinking, this stuff is really cool. And I got really interested in finding out a little bit more about Mark Bolan, you know, and his career and what he did and how much of an influence he had on, first of all, British music, and then on music in general worldwide, and how he kind of change things and open doors for a lot of people, you know. And people think of him as you know, a 3 or 5 or, you know, 6 hit wonder, which he was, but he sold millions of records. And his career kind of started off as he left school at the age of 14 first and foremost, and he was a mod back then. You know, he was part of that movement. He was featured in mod magazines and was a male model and all this kind of stuff. And then he kind of moved away from that and kind of discovered the hippie movement, grew his hair out, you know, started playing acoustic guitar and having a friend playing on bongos and all that kind of stuff, which was fine, and he sold a lot of records that way. In fact, before he did that, he was a bit of a beatnik. He was kind of doing Bob Dylan kind of stuff. So think about that. From a mod to Bob Dylan to getting an acoustic guitar and a set of bongos and doing that hippie kind of thing with the long hair. Then as his sound evolved, he started putting on makeup and glitter, and he essentially, arguably, is the guy that created glam rock in its first instance, you know. And he also was very, very good friends with David Bowie at the time, who's going to be featured on the show a little bit later on. They were so close that they performed together, and David Bowie, in fact, is the godfather of his child, Roland Bolan. Yeah, what a name, right? You're not going to get very far in life with that. But anyway, and I think it's time to kind of, you know, give you a little bit of T-Rex, and just kind of, this is one of those songs. And what he said about this song, and a lot of his songs in particular, is that he wrote pop music that everybody could like and not feel guilty about. I think he did fairly well. This track is Children of the Revolution, T-Rex. Have a listen.
It's good for my voice, but you won't fool the children of the revolution. We'll
Anyway, just a few moments ago, you heard T-Rex with Children of the Revolution. So you're in this stage of your career where you've done all of these different styles of music. You're the king of glam rock at the time in the UK. You're selling millions of records worldwide. All the kids want to be with you. They all dress like you. You know, you've created a movement. He also ushered in, you know, punk music in the UK. He opened the door to bands like The Damned. In fact, he had The Damned supporting him on one of his tours around Europe and across in the US. But he was having a crisis of confidence and didn't know what style of music he wanted to do until he met a woman called Gloria Jones. Gloria Jones worked for Motown. She was a singer on a lot of... She was a backing singer, in fact, on a lot of Motown records. Some of the stuff you probably won't know. But she did release a track way back in the late 60s. And it's probably going to be familiar to you in one of either two forms. Either by a version that Marilyn Manson did, and if you're a little bit older, by a version that Soft Cell did, Mark Almond. It's a track called Tainted Love, and this is the original. Okay, how good is that? It just makes you want to get up and dance and move your feet and do all of that stuff. Okay, it was originally picked up. It didn't really sell all that many records. It's thanks to the Northern Soul movement of the north of the UK that it essentially became something. It became a bit of an anthem in the dance halls of Blackpool and Wigan and Stoke-on-Trent and all of these northern, very working-class places where... you know, it was incredibly industrial and incredibly poor. And what these folks did, they would go out and they would dance all-nighters. And this is one of the songs that, you know, is part of that movement. Now, so Gloria Jones not only went on to become Mark Bolan and T-Rex's backing vocalist, she helped co-write a whole bunch of songs on some of his later albums. She then... became his wife, in fact, and he had a child, who I've just mentioned, Roland Bolan. They had a child together. And it's unfortunate that she was the one who was driving the car that hit a tree, sadly, just a couple of weeks before Mark Bolan's 30th birthday, which killed him. Quite a sad story, really. You know. And then she went over to the US, never faced any charges. It came to be death by accident, sadly, and that's how the career and life of Mark Bolan sadly came to an end. But, of course, he had his child still. And it turns out that David Bowie was his godfather, as was Ringo Starr of the Beatles. So these two together helped pick up Gloria Jones and the child, Roland, you know, to support them financially and one thing or another. Because when Mark Bolan died, fans of Mark Bolan actually raided his house and stole everything that was in there. So they were left penniless, absolutely penniless. Bit of a hero, David Bowie, which makes perfect sense to play the track Heroes, the 1999 remaster before I play out. But before I do that, just a quick reminder, if you do want to get your hands on those tickets to see TTNG, remember the question is, what was TTNG's former name? Send in your answer to 016-201-9000. To play us out, it is the hero, David Bowie. Good night, everybody. You have been listening to The Muddy Confluence. Good night.
Forever.